The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Angels, all things paranormal. This is Angel Talk.
Hello, my friends, and Merry Christmas. I know this day is different for everyone, and some of you checking in today are celebrating with a large family, and you're running around joyful and sweaty and busy. And some of you listening are finding yourselves alone and sitting with different feelings, possibly loneliness. Well, if that's you, I want to tell you right now that I have felt you today, and you're not alone. I am with you in spirit, your friend Rachel. And because we are made of something bigger, the collective, the oneness, we are connected always. Even though we are not in a big room together, our hearts are connected. And I took a moment earlier today to think of you. And no, I may not know your name. I may not know what you look like. I do feel your love. And it is my privilege every week to say genuinely that I love you. And I really mean it. And I feel you say, I love you too. And I'm grateful for that. I hope you have had a Merry Christmas. And I know that that's not possible for everyone. I know there are a lot of big feelings on holidays. Whatever feelings that this day brings, I'm going to hold you and embrace them with you right now. We're going to do something different this week. We're going to channel Jesus. After all, we're celebrating his birthday. Well, you may say that it's a busy day for him because it's his birthday. How can he take a break? Well, first of all, Jesus is spirit, and he is not limited to time and space. So sure, he can check in for a minute and talk to little old us. But also, Christmas is not really, or Jesus's birthday is not really in December. The angels say it happened, perhaps, in September. But we celebrate in December. I don't really know why. This is Rachel speaking, of course. I'm not channeling yet. I don't really know why, but maybe you do. Maybe you can write me an email and tell me what you know. And then... And then I can tell everybody, maybe you're a biblical scholar. In fact, I have a short message from Sarai that'll come out next week that has a little bit of Christmas information about it from the ultra-terrestrials, which was a little mind-blowing and exciting. So be sure to tune in next week. Before I bring in our good friend Jesus, and I'm going to do direct channel, like a trance channel from Jesus, before I do that, I would like to invite you to something really precious to me. On January 1st at 11:11 a.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook Live, I am going to channel the angels, and we're going to look at the year 2023 month by month. We're going to get a future overview. And this future overview is honest and, yes, loving, because we're working with angels, right? They're pure love, but loving and, let's say, brutally honest and spot on, I'm telling you. So that's January 1st at 11:11 Central Standard Time, Facebook Live. Please follow and like my Facebook page, Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. Thanks for that in advance. I'm really excited. I do this every year, and it's just one of the highlights of my year, honestly. I get a little starstruck still. I shouldn't, but I do. I get a little starstruck still when I channel Jesus, because in my upbringing, I was taught that Jesus is separate from me, that I am lowly and Jesus is holy. Working with Jesus in my spiritual journey and knowing Jesus, Jesus has tried his best to heal that in me, telling me that Jesus will tell me and hopefully tell us that he is not the exception. He is not the superhero. He is the example. And that when he was growing up, there were many people like him that were mystical and gifted. And if you study Jesus and the Essenes, there were lots of children. And I would imagine, I don't remember if Sarai talked about this or not, but you may hear this from them at some point. But you will hear that Jesus went to school with a lot of gifted children, boys and girls, and they grew up with him, and they were taught, these are the Essenes, E-S-S-E-N-E-S, Essenes? Might want to look that up. They were taught how to perform miracles. I don't think the angels like the word perform, but do miracles. And right alongside with Jesus. And many of you, including me, are still doing these miracles, transmuting energy. Yeah, that's right. When you walk in a room and you bring your happiness, your joy into the room, you're being the alchemist. Maybe right now we're not changing water into wine because you know what? We don't need to. What's needed right now from us is to create miracles of peace and joy. That's the miracle that's needed. We're chameleons. We're code switchers. We're figuring out how our gifts are best suited to this dimension right now, and you're doing a great job. Well, Jesus and others like you, you may have had a lifetime with Jesus. Mm-hmm, that's true. You may have. Others were trained just like Jesus and walked with Jesus, taught with Jesus, did miracles with Jesus. And this was written down, and this documentation was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls in the 40s. When it was found that others besides Jesus had performed these miracles, and it went against what was in the Bible, which said that only Jesus performed these miracles, and it went against Christianity, which said that Jesus is the one. Well, of course, then those Dead Sea Scrolls were hidden away again. And the point is, this is to help reinforce the idea that you too are gifted. We are not to replace Jesus, no. Jesus is here to tell us that he is here in friendship with us, in kinship, to help us realize our gifts and our strengths, and that we are not lowly compared to him. We are in kinship. We are in equality, in love, equal love with Jesus. And that when he was teaching miracles, he was teaching us that we too are the miracle. And that when we believed in ourselves, when we truly loved ourselves, we became the miracle. Well, maybe pray on that today. And that the gift of Christmas every year is you. You are the gift. I certainly feel gifted by you. We're going to pull in Jesus right now. Seriously, I feel so weird channeling Jesus. Like, who am I? But that's old cassettes playing old tapes in me, little Catholic girl. Not good enough, so I have to sit. I have to work on that, don't I? And here he comes, looking good on his birthday. Friends, it brings me great joy to sit with you on this day of celebration. Yes, I am quite busy. And I love how you busy yourselves in celebration. And yes, I hear the words of my friend Rachel when she says that this day is not joyous for all. And know that I see that and I feel that with you. What you feel is what I feel. When you bleed, I bleed. When you cry tears, whether they are tears of happiness or tears of sorrow, they are the same salt that are in my tears. I would like to tell you, my friends, that I have been with you in ways that you cannot imagine every step of your journey. When you have stepped away from your spirit growth, I have been even closer with you, for I am not of religion. I do not live in a book. I live in laughter. I live in blossoms. I live in the essence of goodness. And it is my hope that as you grow in your peace and understanding that you, like me, are both divine and human, you will grow to love yourself and understand that you are both the miracle and the producer of miracles. Please call on me, not as a savior. That is not who I am to you. You can save yourself. Remember, you are the miracle. To save yourself, call on love, call on each other. The power to save yourself is, again, love. There is no need for fear. There is no need for spite. There is no need for war. The stench of death is no longer needed. It is time to bring back the holiness of love. And that is the true gift of Christmas, is it not? Merry Christmas and bless you. I hope you all have a blessed holiday. And I love you. You are loved. I hope you feel that. Thank you, Jesus, for coming through. He's smiling at us. Wearing Birkenstocks, aren't you, Jesus? Ha, gets me every time. You are loved, everyone, and I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus. To learn more or to contact Rachel, visit rachelcorpus.com.
What is it you really want in life? No matter what you've been through, you can still achieve it. I'm Sandra Ann Taylor, and in my Energy Activation podcast, we'll explore the science of manifestation, and I'll give you specific techniques to shift your energy in order to make your dreams a reality. I also do live energy readings, and you can be a part of the show by emailing your questions to me at sandrataylor.net. Join me on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.